for this holy harmony tuning fork sounding meditation, simply find a spot you can remain undisturbed for the next 20 minutes or so. You can either choose to lie down or sit in meditation position. And as you begin to breathe, allow your awareness to be tuning to the auric field and the bioresonance energy field around you. Each of the forks that we're working with today are going to be struck in ascending order from 174 Hz up to 963 Hz. And as you feel the forks within your bioresonance field, just allow the energies to flow through, trusting in whatever happens and however it feels. You may have deep physical reactions, meaning your body may jolt or move, or it may feel more subtle than that, where you feel an energy in one particular aspect of your auric field or your body shift, change, clear, as the forks atone and realign and ascend your energies into the highest frequency of light. Each journey with the forks is different. You can continue to utilize this meditation when you feel like you've been through big changes in ascension, big clearings, so that you can atone frequencies and help integrate the raising consciousness and allow the physical to catch up with the spiritual awakening. So let's begin by setting an intention for this meditation today. And as you allow and trust the intention to come through, begin to take those deeper breaths into the belly, opening up the diaphragm, resetting the lungs. And opening up the channels of light through the body. Continue that breath deep into the belly and release with open mouth. A few more just the same. And this first fork you may start to feel at the top of the head. As it atones and connects to the crown chakra. Hz is about turning spirit into matter. You may just begin to feel the sound connecting with your biofield. If at any time your mind drifts away, just allow it to come back to the breath. Frequencies of tuning forks can often feel very intense in the being as they clear negative energy or stuck energy in your field. either from past trauma or pain. Chronic negative thoughts or as we gain new awareness on our processes, our blockages, our health and well-being. And you'll notice that different frequencies may respond differently in your body. You might notice a dislike for a certain tone. And then as it continues, and you notice the tone shift or change, it doesn't seem to have the same effect. Again, just allowing the thoughts to come in and drift out as quickly as they come. Having no attachment. Moving into 285 hertz. You may feel a shift down into the base chakra or the earth star. As this frequency begins to ground, the spiritual energy in. You may now notice you moving deeper and deeper into a sense of relaxation. You may even notice your sense of safety, maybe even survival tactics in your energy field that come from fear or less than love. Start to make themselves known in various ways. Just trust the emotions. That are flowing through you now. We now move into 396 hertz, which is all about turning grief into joy. Allowing the vibration of joy to flow through you, and any resistance for joy to emerge and make itself known. And moving into the vibration of 417 hertz. And as you breathe this frequency in, this is reconnecting you back up to the monad, back up to source, creating a clear channel and vibration of connection. And starting to present opportunities in your bioresonance field. To show you any blockages that need releasing, or simply feeling them release with the atonement of the forks. and the frequency 528. Connecting to unconditional love vibration. Transformation. Absolute miracles. And DNA repair. We can now access etheric DNA repair, teaching, guidance, anytime we ask from the highest point of truth. And if all is in divine alignment, as my will, bring thy will. All is now and all is so. Bringing in the energy of 639 hertz. This frequency relates to relationship. Relationship with the self. Connections with your spiritual family. And so it shall turn and tune in to all relationships, both with the self and others that are out of alignment, with the opportunity to release. To complete. And to show any aspects of the being that are aligning to these relationships through less than love frequencies. Just trusting any resistance that you may feel. sensations within the body or the auric field. And calling in now a deeper connection and an opening to your spiritual family here on earth. Consciously invite them in. And the frequency of 741 is about clearing away any aspects that believe, perceive, difficulties, situations that feel unhealed, unresolved. Again, just becoming conscious of where you feel this, either in your body or your energy field. And allow the frequency to both raise and clear. And now allowing the frequency of 852 hertz to do any final clearings, any final atonements. And finally, 963 hertz. As we connect again to spirit, to your inner self, opening that crown chakra, hertz is a beautiful adrenal remedy, helping to lower cortisol, reduce stress, increase emotional well-being, conscious wisdom. And allows you to feel more connected to your surroundings, your experiences of unconditional love and divine connection. It's also known as the sleep frequency, as it restores peace and allows you to get to sleep, improving that sleep cycle. And to close, you may hear the activator creating a different frequency within your bioresonance field. And allowing your body to reground, come back into center. Whenever you're ready, you can gently bring yourself back into your physical body, knowing that you can return to the sequence of the Holy Harmony tuning forks anytime, and you may experience a different journey each time you revisit. if you feel compelled to, now's the time to sit up and journal your experience. Sending love.